Our next guest on Downtown has had a remarkable career that stretched, into its seventh decade of making hit music and playing shows all around the United States and the world. He'll be coming to the Waterville Opera House on June 26th, and we're delighted to welcome to the show Charlie Daniels. Charlie, welcome. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. Good to be with you, partner.
Well, man, you've been doing this such a long time, and you're not exactly pulling back on the reins. You've got a busy, busy schedule this summer.
Well, we'll do about 100, somewhere between 100 and 110 dates this summer, and some Grand Ole Opry appearances and a few other things. It's enough to keep a man busy.
Well, absolutely. Well, you're definitely doing that. An album, a relatively new album as well, that's gotten great reviews, called Off the Grid, Doing It Dylan, your tribute to Bob Dylan. And what people may not know is long before you were making hit records yourself, you were one of the most in-demand session guys in Nashville, and you played on several Dylan albums, including Nashville Skyline.
I did. I played on Nashville Skyline, Self-Portrait, New Morning, and I was a big Dylan fan before, then an even bigger Dylan fan after that. I've wanted to do a tribute album to him for a long time, for a number of years, and just finally got around to it last year. So we put out 10 of his songs. We call it Off the Grid because it's our first acoustical album that we've done too, and we call it Doing It Dylan because it's a Bob Dylan song.
I know you're a fan of Bob Dylan, and are you surprised that he's still out there not only touring but making new records?
Well, I'm really not. I just think he's that kind of artist. I think he's, you know, he's constantly changing. He's constantly showing us another facet of his talent. And now he's done an album of basically ballad-type songs that I know it really surprised me, Autumn Leaves and Full Moon and Empty Arms and all these things that he's done. He's just, there's no telling what he's going to do. I think he just kind of follows his instincts wherever they lead him and, you know, go for it. That's what he wants to do, and I think the result's great.
Now, also in those session days, you played with Leonard Cohen. That's a combination most people might not think of.
Yeah, I did. I learned a lot from Leonard. It was a whole different kind of music than I had ever played. A very fragile type of acoustical music. And it just come out of about 13 years of banging and slamming in beer joints when I before came to Nashville. So it was a different thing for me. And I traveled with Leonard, too. We toured with him. And I learned quite a bit, a whole different style of playing music.
Well, as for your music, this is a year filled with anniversaries. First of all, it's the 35th anniversary, and it makes me feel old because I remember playing this out of the box when it came out back in 1980, the 35th anniversary of one of your biggest songs in America.
Yeah, well, you know, it's amazing. We still do that song. We still get a lot of requests for it. We still do it. It's a kind of song that actually the message, the players are a little different nowadays. It's not no longer the same players involved, but the song itself is kind of timeless because always somebody trying to mess with America. We have to kind of answer them back.
Also this year, this summer, coming up in August, the 40th annual Volunteer Jam. Hard to believe that has been going for 40 years now, but it's a great event that you've been doing all this time to benefit the Journey Home Project. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Volunteer Jam started as a live recording session in 1974, and it was supposed to be a one-time deal, but it kind of took on a life of its own, and we did it for many, many years after that. It's been a few years since we've done one, so we decided to revive it this year, and the Journey Home Project is a foundation that we benefit the veterans. We do things to help, try to help soften the landing for our men and women who are coming back from our battles. We're trying to soften the landing for them and trying to supply whatever they need. If it's education or something more practical like furniture or whatever, we try to help them get settled in, taken care of, and find it and get their needs taken care of.
Well, going back to the days of Still in Saigon, you've always been a big supporter of our troops and also supporting them when they come home as well. And I know they appreciate that from you. And this is not something that you just do on a whim. It's something that you've really dedicated much of your life to.
Well, it's become part of our lives. I have some friends that are involved in this Journey Home Project with me. And they're all very, very dedicated to taking care of veterans. So that's a kind of labor of love with all of us.
Charlie also did. We had Eddie Money on our show not too long ago after he did his Geico commercial, and you've jumped into that as well. Was that a fun opportunity for you?
Well, it was, and you know, usually those things aren't fun. They're just repetition. You're doing the same thing over and over and over again with different camera angles. But that particular day, we had a fun crew, the director and the people, the camera people and all the people that were working with us. And that's why I just asked whether something's going to be fun or drudgery. And that particular day, it was a fun day. And we had a great day doing that. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
We're talking with Charlie Daniels here on Downtown. He'll be performing at the Waterville Opera House on June 26th. Tickets still available. Just call 873-7000 for more information. So for folks who go to see the Charlie Daniels Band in concert, what will they get to see?
We always do the songs that you guys have been kind enough to play on the radio over the years. So we do Devil Down to Georgia, Long Hair Country Boy, and Lakeshore Willie Swamp, and those songs. But we got some surprises for you, some things you haven't heard us play before. And we actually go back and grab some of the older things sometimes, some songs that we won't have in the set this year, but we'll put them in, didn't have them last year, we'll put them in this year.
Charlie, you've got also very active on the Internet. You've got a great website that includes your soapbox, a chance for you to express your opinions. You're active on Twitter as well. Not every artist has embraced that, but do you look at it as just another way to communicate with the fans?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, to communicate with the world, really. It's amazing that you can get on an instrument and, you know, type in a few words and somebody on the other side of the world sees it instantaneously and can respond back to it. I come my day of dial telephones and party lines, so it's a whole other world to me.
Well, Charlie, we're looking forward to the show in a couple of weeks' time. We really appreciate you making time for us here this afternoon. Continued success and good health to you, sir.
Thank you, my friend. God bless.